The situation in Madagascar is worse, and it worsens every day, and you need to stop. And I have something I can contribute to turn that around. And in order to achieve that, I have to enter the system and run for the presidency.
But some would say that you're taking on what is described as a poisoned chalice. Two of your predecessors fled or were kicked out of power. What makes you think that you can change history or precedent?
First, you need to listen to the people and then provide a system for the Malagasy people to express themselves. No one is above the law. So there should be a system where they can bring justice. And also, we need to unify the country and also put the welfare of Malagasy people first, not the few, not the individuals.
So it's only, is it justice and unity that is your recipe for healing Madagascar?
No, just one. I have few. One is, unity, unify Madagascar. But also, Madagascar is a wealthy country. It has all natural resources. So we need to bring out these natural resources to end or to decrease the poverty in the country. I have studied the geology and geophysics of Madagascar for the last 30 years. And I know that we have so much mineral and natural resource in Madagascar that we can bring and develop and have a good management, good governance, transparency, and we can use these natural resources to end the misery in Madagascar.
And who is backing you?
Everyone, all the Malagasy people, a grassroots movement in Madagascar and also all over the world.
Really?
Yes.
You have money, you have people in Madagascar who are backing you.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. They can bring as much as they can, yeah.
And as you've been traversing the country to sell your candidacy, what sort of reaction are you getting?
Everywhere I go, when people are just crying. So this is what they need. They need someone who listens to them. They want someone that's not putting their ego or their welfare, or their collecting wealth. They want people to listen and also to bring some solution to turn around, to end the misery. And the people, they know when they meet me that I'm sincere, that I actually want to help them. And so that's actually one main thing. And everybody, north, south, coastal, in the center, they all excited about my candidacy.
Now, the two main political foes, Kat Rajaleen and the former president, Mark Ravalomanana, have opted to stay out of the 2013 race. Is that a good thing?
Yes, it's a good thing because that will actually leave the race to everyone.